Lake Effect continues on 89.7 WUWM. I'm Mitch Tyke.
And I'm Bonnie North. This Sunday night, an unusual astronomical event will come to the sky over Milwaukee, a lunar eclipse. The resulting blood color will remove some of the haze created by the typically bright white moon, revealing a sea of stars and constellations.
Bob Bonadurer is the planetarium director at the Milwaukee Public Museum, which will be holding a viewing party for the eclipse. He spoke with Lake Effect's Joy Powers about the astronomical event and how it compares to its better-known solar counterpart.
It's the sun, Earth, and moon lining up. Earth is in the middle, and the moon, at full moon, moves through the Earth's shadow. Remember, we make a shadow. That's called nighttime. But our shadow extends way out there in space, about 1 million miles. And the moon, only being 250,000 miles away, will go through that shadow when they line up. And that's happening this Sunday, and it hasn't happened, a complete total lunar eclipse, in about 3.5 years. So we're excited.
So 3.5 years. How common are these? Are they about every 3 years?
Well, if you just say lunar eclipse in general, you'll have 2 a year on the planet. But remember, planet's pretty big, and we got to be visible here in Wisconsin. So this is the first one here. So they're common yet uncommon. Depends where you are.
So I remember when the solar eclipse happened.
Mm-hmm.
People were saying, you know, if you're at this part of the country,
right,
you're going to see a lot more of it. If you're in another part, you'll see less.
Right.
Is it the same situation here?
Yeah, exactly. A total solar eclipse is the rarest of all eclipses. In fact, the next one in Milwaukee is not till 2099. So we got to wait. However, we had one across the United States in the summer of 17, August 21st. And we're taking a group from the museum, 40 people, down to Chile in the Andes to see the next one on July 2nd of this year. So they happen on average every 18 months, but if you don't travel to them, they happen on average once every 360 years.
So this is a very special event.
Well, the total solar eclipse. This is this is total lunar.
Total
lunars
total
are
lunar.
Yeah, lunar solar. This one, total lunar, are a bit more common, but still every three and a half years. That's kind of rare, and it's a subtle yet spectacular event.
So subtle maybe is the key here,
mm-hmm.
But how does it compare to a solar eclipse? For those of us, you know, who got up on the roofs of our buildings downtown and checked it out.
Oh, sure. Well, again, trying to compare all the different eclipses. So the total solar is the most unbelievable thing you can ever see. I mean, it's hypnotic. It's inarticulate. It's hard for me sitting here to describe it to you. Most people have never seen a total solar eclipse. Now, what people saw in Milwaukee, if they didn't travel, they saw a partial solar eclipse. That's not much. The nature writer, Annie Dillard, compared the partial solar eclipse to the total. She said the partial solar eclipse is like riding an airplane. I mean, it's kind of a thrill. It's kind of unique. The total solar eclipse is like jumping out of the airplane. They're completely different experiences. And the total solar is just amazing. Now, on the other hand, lunar is more subtle. It's more slow. The whole thing takes 3 hours. But it turns this spectacular red color. This, lately, people have been calling it the blood moon. And this is sunlight being refracted or bent by our atmosphere. And if you're out in the country, all of a sudden you see more and more stars pop out because the moon acts like a bright city light. And those are cool. Now, in Milwaukee here, we're going to have telescopes, a bunch of telescopes outside the museum. It's late at night. Starting at about 9 o'clock and going to about midnight. The eclipse itself starts at 9:33. But come on down if you like. Forecast already is for clear skies, so we're excited about that. We don't want to be eclipsed by clouds.
Yeah, so you mentioned blood moon.
Yes.
I've heard people calling this, and I will look. people are calling it a super blood wolf moon. There's a lot to unpack inside of that.
Yeah, I think we're getting a bit carried away with our nomenclature, but here at the planetarium, at the museum, we see it as an opportunity for education. So supermoon just means the moon is a little closer to the Earth in its orbit. It's a little bigger, not really noticeable. So we have about 3 supermoons a year. So, and again, you don't notice it. So not that big of a deal. The wolf moon, long ago, the Native Americans and many people gave names to the moons. I mean, they lived by the moon. Remember, the moon's a clock. It's where a month comes from. And so they would label or describe every full moon. And this one, this time of year, would be the wolf moon.
So you mentioned because the moon will turn a kind of blood red color, will be
correct,
a little bit dimmer.
Mm-hmm.
We'll be able to see stars
yes,
a little better.
More stars, yes.
More stars. What kinds of constellations are in our area this time of year?
Well, this time of year, what dominates the winter night sky is Orion the Hunter. People recognize that famous belt, the three stars in a row, and they have two bright stars on the side, Betelgeuse and Rigel. So Orion dominates, but you have the bright constellations of Taurus the Bull, Gemini the Twins, and Orion's two hunting dogs, Canis Major and Canis Minor. Those are all very bright constellations, and you can see them very well in the city.
So if you're in the city, you can see some constellations.
Oh, sure.
But obviously we have a lot of light pollution here.
Mm-hmm.
Where would be the best kind of viewing in the Milwaukee area?
We always recommend a park, a county park, state park. Just drive away. Generally, they don't have a lot of street lights, and get out there is a good place. And if unless you have a family member or neighbor who lives out in the country, and you can join them, have a lunar eclipse party.
All right. Well, Bob, thank you so much for coming into studio and talking with us today.
No problem. Glad to be here.
Bob Bonadour is the planetarium director at the Milwaukee Public Museum, and he spoke with Lake Effect's Joy Powers. The museum will be holding a viewing party with telescopes this Sunday night, and there is more information at WUWM.com.
Hope for clear skies.